Just to end with one ha'ara. A ha'ara related to Haiminayu Adif, Sinai or Oikar Haran, and I think this is very befitting. It's a ha'ara from the great Sinai, Rabbi Reuven Margolis. And that is, so the Gemara said, it was the first wide line here on Daf Yudalad on the base, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Pligu bar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel v'Rabbanan. It was Machloikis, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and the Rabbanan. Chad Amar once said Sinai Adif, the Chad Amar Oikar Haram Adif. But the Gemara doesn't say who held what. Did Rabbi Shimon Gamliel hold Sinai Adif and the Rabbanan held Oikar Haram Adif? Or did the Rabbanan hold Sinai Adif and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel held Oikar Haram Adif? But we know Rabbi Reuven Margolis wrote a sefer called Shem Oilam, and in his sefer Shem Oilam, he figured out, not all, but most of the Chad Amars in Shas, and the way he writes in his Akdama, he's only saying it where he thinks it's glat. He had different mahalchim al pilpul al pichidut, but he only wanted to do it if he was being mechavin la mitzvah shel Torah. And it was on this sefer that Michaluzer wrote a maskom, and he said al pi roiv he was taka mechavin la mitzvah shel Torah. But the bottom line is on this Gemara, and it's also in the sefer Netzoy Tzayar, the last ha'ara here in Masechta Sirius, says Rabbi Reuven Margolis that lechayr b'muschol rishon we have a klor giloi. In fact, we have a klor giloi from today's daf, because the Gemara said that Rav Meir and Rav Nosson plotted to try to overthrow Rav Shimon ben Gamliel from being able to be the Nasi. Now, how did they plot? What was the Eitzah? The Eitzah was they were going to tell him, Gali Uktzin, teach us Masechtas Uktzin. They knew that Rav Shimon Gamliel didn't know Uktzin, and they were going to come with a taina. They were going to say, Mi Yamalo Gvuris Hashem, Yashmiya Kolti Losoi. Lemi Noya Lemalo Gvuris Hashem, Misha Yochel Ashmiya Kolti Losoi. Only someone that knows how to be Mashmiya Kolti Losoi, he could be Yamalo Gvuris Hashem. But if someone doesn't know everything, he can't be Yamalo Gvuris Hashem. Says Rav Reuven Margolis, it's Pashit. What did Rav Meir Rav Nosson hold? They must have held Sinai Adif. They must have held that the only time you're roi to be a Yamalo Gvuris Hashem is if Yochel Hashmiya called to Hiloisav. Now, this didn't seem to shter Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. He has no problem being the Nasi, even though he knows good and well. He doesn't know every area of Halacha. There's Mikzayas that he doesn't know. He doesn't know Uktzin. Why not? Probably because he held that even though he's not a Sinai, he doesn't have all the Mishnayas and the Brises student like in the Sinasa Me'ar Sinai. But he must have been a charef and a mefulful b'tayrah. He had to have that qualification. And he must have held oikar harem adif. But says Rabbi Margolis, at the end of the day, had he learned the pasuk? Lemi na lemalo gvuris Hashem, mi sheyochel hashmiya kol tehillah. So this already, you have to be Rabbi Margolis for. He says, take a look, there's a Gemara, Masechta Sanhedrin, here in Seder Nezikin, Daf Ayin Chesamad Aleph. Tanu Rabbanan. Hiku Asar Bnei Yodim Asar Makolis Vameis. If 10 people come with 10 baseball bats and they hit a person until the person dies. Bein Bevas Achaz, Bein Bezeh Achazeh, Pturim. They're all going to be potter. Rabbi Yudah Ben Meseirah, Rabbi Yudah Ben Meseirah says, Bezeh Achazeh, if it happens one after the other, Ha'achrein Chayiv, the last one's Chayiv, Bebnei Shekir Ves Misasai. So the first line, Enochinami are going to be potter, but the last one is going to be Chayiv. Om Rabbi Yechanan said, Ushnei Mikra Echadarshu. Rabbi Yechanan said, you should know, that Sai Rabbi Yudah Ben Meseirah that holds the Achrein is Chayiv. The person who comes with the final blow, the Makkah the Patash. And Sai the Chachomim, the Rabbanon, who hold that all 10 people are going to be potter. They both dash in the same pasuk. It says, V'ish kiyake kol nefesh adam moisumas. If somebody kills a person, moisumas. But the lashon of the pasuk is, V'ish kiyake kol nefesh adam. Rabbanon savi, the Rabbanon hold, kol nefesh ad ikka kol nefesh. But I've hoben the ganze nefesh. For Rabbi Yudah ben Beseirah savar kol nefesh, kolduhu nefesh. Even if it's a kolduhu of a nefesh, that in and of itself is going to be enough. So said Rabbi Reuven Margolis, L'chayra, the machloik is between Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Nosson on the one hand, and Rabbi Shimon Gamli on the other hand. This is not Emes? Right? This is not Emes? So the machloik is between Meir Rav Nosson on the one hand and Rav Shimon Gamliel on the other hand was how you died Yashmiya Kol Tehilosai. Rav Meir Rav Nosson held the Min Nolim Malak Vurus Hashem Misha Yochel Hashmiya Kol Tehilosai. Like the Rabbanon, the Ish Kiyake Kol Nefesh Adam Kol Nefesh Adika Kol Nefesh. But Rav Shimon Gamliel must have held that Yehuda Ben Beseirah. Rav Yehuda Ben Beseirah that says Kol Nefesh means Kol Du Nefesh. So what does it mean Kol Tehilosai? Kol Du Tehilosai. I could say the best year on this Masechta, that Masechta. I'm the biggest than in this Mikzoy. I'm the Oikar Harim. I don't have the Milo of Sinai. Who cares? Kol Tehilosai means I feel a koldu. But says Rav Margolis, I'll tell you something even more gishmak. even more gishmak. This is a hafal digamar makim. He says lefizeh comes out that the rabbanon are going to be l'shitasayim, because if Rav Shimon ben Gamliel holds that kol tilasav means kol dehu, means he holds oikaharim adif. Rav Shimon Gamliel holds oikaharim adif. That means the rabbanon are the ones that say sinai adif, which would mean that the rabbanon are going to taich kol tilasav the way Rameir Rav Nosson taich kol tilasav, and that is kol tilosa mash. In the brayse of Masechet Sanhedrin, Rabbanon Savri kol nefesh ad ikur kol nefesh. Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira Sava kol nefesh kol du nefesh. That means Rabbi Shimon Gamliel in our sugya hayris yodal and amadal. Who in the world would ever stelt this soon? Nobody, right? That Rabbi Shimon Gamliel in hayris yodal and holds like Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira in Sanhedrin ayin ches, and the Rabbanon in hayris yodal and hold like the Rabbanon in Sanhedrin ayin ches. Says Rabbi Margolis, you're gonna tell me? Come on. Rabbanon l'shitasai? Maybe these Rabbanon are one Rabbanon, those Rabbanon are other Rabbanon. Says Rabbi Margolis, he forgot a Tosfos. It's a Tosfos in Masechtas Yuma, Daf Lamed Amud Beis, Dibra Maschil, name me Rabbanon, the Pliga led, repeat the man. And if you take a look at Tosfos, Tosfos over there is handling a stira between Rabbanon and the Rabbanon. And he says it's poshit that until proven otherwise, all the Rabbanons in Shas are the Zelbe Rabbanons. And he says, you know, you know that? It's a Tosfos. Because how many places in Shas does the Gemara say, Kashid Rameh, Adrameh, Kashid Rabbanon, Adrabbanon, Kashid Rabbi Kiva, Adrabbanon, Kashid Rabbanon, Adrabbanon, Kashid Rabbi Yudah, Adrabbanon, Kashid Rabbanon, Adrabbanon? What do you mean Kashid Rabbanon, Adrabbanon? These Rabbanon and those Rabbanon. These are Italian Rabbanon in the 17th century, and these are Chassidish Rabbanon in 19th century Poland. What Shaykh is? How do you have a right to ask a Kashid, Kashid Rabbanon, Adrabbanon? So it's an often a Tosfos. Tosfos says Rabbanans have to stim. And you can't just come up with mices and say, oh, these Rabbanans are not those Rabbanans. So stam Rabbanans need a stim, says Rabbi Margolis, Kimavur and Yuma da Flamin Amid Beis. Half of a fellow. She says, if that's the case, it's gewaldig. Because here you have the Rabbanan, L'chayrim Cheshbin, holding Sinai Yadav. Because Kol Tilosim means Kol Tilos of Mamish. It stims with the Rabbanan in Sanhedrin, in Chesamad Aleph. That what does it mean? V'ishkiyaka Kol Nefesh Adam. It means ad ikka kol nefesh, and if that's the case, Rav Shimon Gamliel, he must be the one that held ikka harim adif. That's why it didn't bother Rav Shimon Gamliel from the fact that he didn't know uktzin. He felt he could be a yamal gvuras Hashem. I can't be ashmir kol tilasai because Rav Shimon Gamliel holds like Rabbi Ben Beseir and Sanhedrin ayin chesam and aleph. That what does kol mean? Kol means kol. That's going to be enough. But the rabbanon that will chaylik Rav Shimon Gamliel, it's the rabbanon l'shitasayu in Sanhedrin ayin chesam and aleph. With the rabbanon said ishkiyak kol nefesh adam. Add the ikka kol nefesh, and that's why if 10 people kill somebody, even the 10th person is not going to be chayv. Kulam pturim, because it has to be a hakah that you kill the entire nefesh, and here you only the makab patish. It was the final blow, but it wasn't kol nefesh, and as a result, you're going to be potter. This is the rabbanu l'shitasayu that hold that lemino lemalik verse Hashem yishiyach lashmir kol tiloisav must be seen ayodif. So this machloikis, this nameless machloikis, Rav Shimon Gamliel and the Rabbanon, chadam or chadam, b'negei what? Sinai adif or oikir harim adif? Reuven Margolis, the ultimate Sinai, he was machriya. And he said that it must be the Rabbanon who holds Sinai adif, must be Rav Shimon Gamliel that holds oikir harim adif. And the emes is, you hear a shtickle like this, you appreciate the maskon of the Gemara of Sinai adif. Hakol tzrichin l'mari chitaya. And on that note, Hadron Allah, Koy Mashiach, Slikula Mesachus Kriyas, the Slikula Seydin Ezekim, Ez Hashem, we're going to make a proper scene in Eretz HaKodesh in the not too distant future coming up. But for now, on to Seder Kachim, on to Zvachim Dav Beis, Be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach tomorrow.